Well, Pex, it had to be a 5-on-5 more drag-out style of game to find a way to get a win. What does it say about the group that after 57 minutes of being stymied, you still find a way to do what you need to do to get it done?
Yeah, like you said, we did what we needed to do, and that was not changing anything. I thought, you know, we were pretty adamant in the locker room that we were playing really good hockey, and we were outplaying them. We were really good below the dots today. They just... You know, they got some odd man rushes from turnovers, and we limited those late in the game, and we started to take over.
Now, walk us through your goal in overtime and everything that kind of led up to it, because you guys were a little bit caught in your end for a little bit there, and it kind of developed out of nowhere from kind of a ricochet.
No kidding. McGinn came up to me after the goal. He's like, of all shifts to score an overtime goal. Yeah, I mean, they're a good team. Like, they're gonna come in waves. They're going to get their chances, and you just got to stay strong, play well defensively, and, you know, we kind of got a little bit of a fast break there, and, you know, we could play that style too.
Patrick and Amy?
Yeah, Matthew, just, you know, when you were in Syracuse, you went through that long playoff run back in 2017. What did you learn from that experience that's kind of helping you guide you now going through this one this time?
Biggest thing for me, what I learned was just keeping your composure. There's so many things that happen through a playoff series, an entire playoff year and game shift, you name it. You know, you're gonna go through some adversity. So it's just about keeping your cool. We're a very disciplined team. So I think it's helped us big time.
And then what has coming to Springfield / St. Louis this year done for your career to kind of, you know, give it a little bit of a jolt after the last couple years?
Yeah, I mean, It was kind of just, it was a little bit of a fresh start in the sense that I had a little bit more of an understanding and idea of where I was going to play, what my role was, and, you know, how I wanted to play to fit into, you know, to a team and help a team win. So for me, it was all about just, you know, keep your head down, work hard, and wasn't overly worried about call-ups or anything that year, and I think it benefited me.
Thank you.
Amy, did you have anything?
I do. Thank you. We talked to Charlie Lindgren and Will Bitten last week, and both of them talked about the fact that this locker room doesn't have any quit in them, and there's just no giving up. That was certainly on display with you guys tonight. Can you just talk a bit about the bond that this dressing room has and what it took for you guys to stick with it tonight and really persevere and push through?
Yeah, like I said, we're a composed group. We work extremely hard, and, you know, my favorite thing about it is that it hasn't really been talked about all that much. It hasn't exactly been addressed in the locker room. It's just, it's expected of us. It's, we understand the stakes, and everybody's just going out there and elevating their play. So, you know, we're playing T-Birds hockey, and it's working out.
Excellent. Thanks very much, Matthew.
Chris?
Matt, going into tomorrow, fast turnaround. So what do you guys have to do to hopefully go into Canada with a 2-0 lead?
Yeah, I mean, it's no different for us. I mean, we've played back-to-backs, you know, at 3 p.m. the next day. So we're professionals. We know what to do to get our bodies ready. And, yeah, we're going to come off flying.
Thanks, Max.
Thank you.